One other area which we haven't looked at it all here in discussion so far is about accessibility and about the that some of your users aren't visual, some of your users can't hear things, some users are using very different and unusual browsers and very different unusual usual computer technologies. HTML does have the advantage that there are some fallback solutions within there to allow you to deal with those, but it goes back to what I was saying earlier about don't assume that your page is going to appear the same for every person, that a blind person can use a browser like JAWS to have the text of your website read to them. So all that work you've done on your great visual design and everything is
irrelevant.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's where, to some extent, the way you've used your HTML code, the way you've structured the insides of your page is quite important, because it gives cues to the non-visual user on how to navigate the site. When you're designing with accessibility in mind, you can put hidden tags and within the HTML code so that people can know where the menu is and skip over it if they need be. Part of that also is to be aware of the hierarchy of the tags within HTML, that there are heading tags. You should use them for headings. You shouldn't go and take a paragraph tag and make it big if you're going to use it as the heading. You should use heading for heading. You should use things like strong if you want it to be emphasized rather than bolded.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You should use emphasis rather than italics. That then allows a non-visual user to get cues for about your page content, so that, say, JAWS, the browser for blind people, if it comes across a heading, it speaks it differently than if it's just reading normal text. It emphasizes words with the emphasis tag. Likewise, the way you use these tags also affects how search engines read your page. So Google's crawlers go out there and try to read all the pages on the internet to categorize them so they can be found in search engines. If your menu item has words rendered as pictures instead of using the text, or you've got your logo and the logo has text in it but doesn't actually have the words in the HTML code, then a search engine can't determine what the page is about. And I've come across some designers who do what I think is quite poor design, where they will render all the text of the page as an image, as a GIF image, because they want the font. They want to use a specialized font that's not available on the web browser. Again, the obsession with having the page design come out exactly the way the designer wants it has actually overridden the functionality of HTML and made the page unusable for everyone but visual users.